online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Six child sex offences are being recorded in Kent every day, according to new stats given to KM FM. Police say they dealt with more than 2,200 cases in the 12 months to April 2017, up 40% on the previous year. Nationally, the stats are at a record high. The NSPCC think the increase could be down to people feeling more confident to come forward and police improving recording methods. But Julian Fabian, a consultant social worker from the charity, says the actual number of victims may never be known.
Children find it very difficult to disclose abuse due to fear or embarrassment. Some children tell me that they don't even realise they've been abused until they come and meet with us. So there's a good chance that figures are in fact higher.
A teenager has died following a crash near Canterbury that's left four other people in hospital. The 19-year-old had been travelling in Ford Fiesta that collided with a Land Rover on the A257 close to Littlebourne just after midday yesterday. A woman in her 30s who was driving the Fiesta and a 17-year-old passenger are being treated in London for serious injuries. Another passenger and a woman who was driving the other car are in local hospitals. We're expecting confirmation later that our council tax bills in Kent will be facing one of the biggest increases in years. The local authority is set to vote on its budget and has already said frontline services could be affected as they look to save £53 million. It all means payments for the average Band D home are likely to go up by around £109 to more than £1,600, which includes police and fire service funding. KMFM's political editor Paul Francis says KCC are warning it will be a tough few years ahead.
Although the government has thrown a few more scraps in the direction of councils after some fairly intense lobbying, it still doesn't bridge the gap between what the county council says is needed and what the government gives it.
Plans have also been announced to raise the minimum hourly wage for council workers to £8.10 from April, but councillors have voted down proposals to spend an extra £170,000 on youth services in the county.
KM FM News.
Campaigners say more needs to be done to tackle so-called upskirting. At the moment, there's no specific law banning people from taking photos or videos up someone's skirt, sparking calls for it to be made a sexual offence. Sarah Green is from the End Violence Against Women Coalition.
I think women who've experienced it and who have reported it to the police have been very shocked to find that it's not actually an offence and that it isn't something the offender can be specifically prosecuted for. And that must feel horrible because it's so intrusive and violating.
One offender in Kent was locked up for a year in June 2016 after doing it. New data has revealed a council in Kent has suffered more cyber security breaches than any other local authority in the country. The systems at Tunbridge and Morlingborough Council were breached 62 times between 2013 and 2017, according to civil liberties group Big Brother Watch. Cyber attacks have also been reported at Dover District Council and the authority covering Canterbury over that time, while the county council was attacked three times. Two men have appeared in court after a VW camper van was stolen in Ramsgate. Police were called about the theft in Norman Road in the early hours of Saturday. The vehicle was later recovered in Ebbsfleet Lane. A 42 and 41-year-old from Bedfordshire have been charged. And there's disappointment for many KFC customers this lunchtime. The company says disruptions expected to continue all week. It's because of an issue with chicken deliveries. Here in Kent, just 9 of the 27 restaurants are open today.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
British short track speed skater Elise Christie says ankle ligament damage wasn't going to stop her from having one last shot at a medal at the Winter Olympics in South Korea. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, things didn't go to plan for the triple world champion. She was disqualified from her 1,000 metres heat, which had also been restarted when Christie was tripped. It means she failed to finish any of her three events at the Games. Elsewhere, the men and women's curling teams are on course for the semi-finals after wins over Norway and Japan. Meantime, Rowan Cheshire's finished 7th in the ski halfpipe final, while Penny Coombs and Nick Buckland placed 11th in the figure skating's free dance. And in football, Gillingham travel to play Shrewsbury Town in League One later. Steve Lovell's team are hoping to pick things back up after their goalless draw at home to Walsall at the weekend. Tonight's game was previously postponed. Midfielder Jake Hessenthaler says it won't be easy.
It's going to be a tough game, but are away from at the moment has been exceptional. So we're not going to go there and fear them. We're going to go there and play our game. And I think on our day, we can beat anyone.
Kickoff's at 7:45.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.